You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
It's our pledge drive here on NPR, and we have a 20-minute field recording of a tumluku, which is a Bosnian instrument which can only be played when you have a pierced scrotum and three kids who have been killed by a landmine. It's unlistenable radio! You understand me?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Totally listenable radio.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, And I'm going to be with you on the next hour, playing some new music for you. And on this show, we're going to be going through some of my favorite albums that came out in 2016. And this first part of the show is going to be some albums that were close to making my top 10 list, but not quite. So I guess honorable mentions. And then later on, we'll try to get into some of my top 10. Won't be able to fit it all in this show, but possibly in the next one or two shows, I'll be highlighting some of my favorite albums. But anyways, I'll be sure to mention whether it was in my top 10 or not. And starting off the program tonight, you heard something from Sean Nicholas Savage. You hear the track called Inner Natural World off his album called Magnificent Fist. Very close album that was really, really worth exploring. If you're not familiar, Sean Nicholas Savage is based out of Montreal and is part of the Arbutus record label. So up next, you're going to hear some more Canadian stuff, and you're going to hear a couple of electronic artists out of Eastern Canada. First of which is Jessie Lanza. Her album called Oh No is a close one that made it on my, that almost made it on my top 10 list. You're going to hear a track called V, Violence. And then after that, an artist I've been playing a lot recently, but it's an album that almost made it on my list, but not quite. And that's the Marie Davidson album called Adieu, Audience Floor. You're going to hear a track called La Femme Accolade. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Jessie Lanza, followed by Marie Davidson.
Yeah, I say it to your face, but it doesn't mean a thing. No!
Thank you.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Marie Davidson with a track called La Femme Colarte. And you heard the track off the album called Adieu, A Dance Floor. Prior to that was Jesse Lanza with VV Violence, and taken from the album called Oh No, out on Hyperdub Records. You're listening to CITR, and I'm your host, P-Bone. The show is Canada Post Rock, and we're going through some of my top 10 albums of 2016 and a few honorable mentions. And another album that came close ended up being an honorable mention is the Lossal album, a brand new release on Cranky Records called Monument Builder. You can hear a track called Anthropocene, and if you're not familiar, Lossal's local artist Scott Morgan, and has previously put out most of his work on Cranky Records. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is a track from Lossal. This track is called Anthropocene.
Become a CITR member and make some new friends. Members get discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Dandelion Records and Emporium, Devil Mayware, East Vanity Parlor, East Van Graphics, F is in Frank, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, the Regional Assembly of Texts, RX Comics, The Rag Machine, The Wallflower Modern Diner, True Value Vintage, I Found Gallery, and Woo Vintage Clothing. What would we do without our friends?
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was from Lossal with the track called Anthropocene off the Monument Builder that came out in 2016 on Cranky Records, and that was a release that was very close to ending up on my top 10. So now we're going to get into some artists that were officially on my end of the year top 10 list, and the first of which, well, not necessarily first of which, but the first in this next set. No numerical order in this kind of playlist that's coming up, but one of the albums that made it on was Exploded View. They're an artist out on Sacred Bones Records, I should say. They have a self-titled album. You can hear a track off of it called No More Parties in the Attic, and they're I think they're based out of Berlin. It's made up of an artist that was formerly on Stone's Throw Records, and her name is Anika. After that, you can hear something from Alpha Hopper, a group out of Buffalo, New York, and they have an album called Last Chance Power Drive. You'll hear a track called Exploding Money, and really kind of a post-punk sound that's very similar to Mika Miko, or even Toupe out of Chicago. So anyways, we're here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is something from Exploded View. This track is called No More Parties in the Attic.
Living in the glory days, till the powder takes its toll. Nobody can touch us, and
We're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was something from Alpha Hopper. That track was called Exploding Money off the Last Chance Power Drive album. And before that, Exploded View with a track called No More Parties in the Attic off their self-titled album out on Sacred Bones Records. And Exploded View is fronted by Anika, former artist on Stone's Throw Records. So you're listening to Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and we're currently going through some of my favorite albums that were released in 2016. A couple of artists that you're going to hear next are a few of my louder releases that got ended up on my list, and you can hear a couple artists from California, the first of which is Youth Code. They're based out of LA, and they have a really industrial metal sound that's reminiscent of Atari Teenage Riot or a lot of the Chicago Wax Track artists. Youth Code put out an album called Commitment to Complications. You'll hear the self-titled track off the album. After that, something from Neurosis, the legends out of Oakland, and you're going to hear a track off their Fires Within Fires album that was released this year. You'll hear a track called A Shadow Memory. And this is one of my top albums as well as top shows as they recently played here in Vancouver. This new album was recorded with Steve Albini as well. But right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Youth Code, followed by Neurosis.
Welcome to Neurosis.
Get up!
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The most beautiful thing about my burrow is the stillness.
I must have slept for all my passages.
And it must have
this
been
noise, however, is all of silence
and I hear only as a faint whistle.
I did not hear it
day and night
as
I was on the
although it must certainly have been there.
Can my
enemies
still
left to speak,
audible only to the ear of the householder?
It
seems to me that the beast has ever even heard me. It simply cannot have heard me, for all that time I kept very quiet, that I dug the experimental trenches. The Burrow, hosted by Andy Resto. Mondays from 3 to 4 p.m. Alternative music, noise things, artist interviews, honest discussions, levity. Because music doesn't need to be fun. On CITR 101.9 FM and CITR.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And right now we're going over some of my favorite albums of 2016. And what you just heard was something from Neurosis, their album called Shadow Memory, or the album called Fires Within Fires. You heard the track called Shadow Memory. Before that, you heard Youth Code with a track called Commitment to Complications, which is the title track of the album. And those were a couple of my louder releases. And up next, we're going to move overseas, and you're going to hear a couple artists, not in North America, that made it on my top 10. Not that that's a requirement, but just decided to group them in this set. The first of which is a English band called The Pheromones, and it's Pheromones spelled with M-O-A-N-S. And you're going to hear a track off the album called I'm On Nights. You'll hear a track called Depressed Thunderbird, and they got kind of a deadpan vocal style. It's kind of similar to Arab Strap, or even kind of a matter-of-fact vocal delivery of Andre Herman Dune. But definitely check out some more stuff from Pheromones if you get a chance. After that, you can hear something from the Australian group called The Drones. They have an album out called Feeling Kinda Free. You can hear a track called Then They Came For Me. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is The Pheromones, followed by The Drones.
Just a walk away, this is just a phase, this is a place that I'm used to. So when does this thing become an adult? 10 years on, and I feel like glowing in an uptight pumpkin tea. The victim, I have these rival neighbors, I'm stuck. If this is just a one-way,
JFK. Get away.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we're going through some of my top 10 albums of 2016. Most recently, you heard something from The Drones, and before that was Pheromones. So I'm going to leave you this evening with a couple artists that were on my top 10. Fortunately, I wasn't able to fit in all of them in this show. Probably in the next couple weeks, we'll be hearing some more artists. Two artists that I was really excited to hear new albums from this year were Nick Cave and PJ Harvey. And if you're familiar with their history, they have actually been in a relationship, and they've put out an EP. I think it was an EP called Henry Lee. You can hear something from Nick Cave's album called Skeleton Tree. You'll hear a track called Magneto. After that, something from the new PJ Harvey album called Hope Six Demolition Project. You'll hear a track called A Line in the Sand. So thanks for listening, and keep it locked on CHR for more great programming. This is Nick Cave.
Way was out. Once it was on, and that was that. The umbilicus was a faucet that found in rabbit blood, and I spun on my wheel like a laboratory rat. Electrical storm on the bathroom floor, clutching the bowl. My blood was full of gags and other people's diseases. My monstrous little memory, it swallowed me whole. It was the year I officially became the bride. Jesus, in love, you laugh, in love, you move, I move, and one more time with feeling. For love, you love, I love, you love, saw you in heart, the stars are splashed across the ceiling. Somebody was basically overwhelming. Had such hard blues down there in the supermarket queues. I had a sudden urge to become someone, someone like you, who started out with less than anyone I ever knew. In love, I love you, love, I love you, love, I move, you move, one more time with feeling. I love you, love, I love you, love, I'm sawn in half, and all the stars are splashed. hold a drink. Come as far as the edge of my blood, and then swim. And in the bathroom mirror, I see me vomit in the sink. And all through the house, we hear the hyenas hymns of love. Each other in harm, and all the stars are splashed and splattered across the ceiling. Thank you.